seek.
That was the word for black bear in the Tlingit language. It's different from the word for grizzly bear, which sounds like this.
Hoot.
Those pronunciations are just some of the audio recordings the U.S. Forest Service has published on a webpage detailing how to say common names for wildlife in the languages of the Haida, Tlingit, and Tsimshian peoples. Melinda Hernandez-Burke is the regional tribal program manager for the agency. She says publishing a page like this is part of the Forest Service's effort to help encourage awareness of regional native languages.
We just see ourselves as a neighbor of these other entities here, and we just want to put some of our efforts into that effort to really help to strengthen the resurgence of these languages.
Hernandez-Burke says this webpage is only a start. The agency collaborated with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute in Juneau to provide the pronunciation guide. Right now, there are audio recordings of only Tlingit pronunciations with typed-out pronouncers for the Haida and Tsimshian languages. Hernandez-Burke says they want to expand on those recordings by collaborating with more native organizations. One of those is the Hayek Foundation in Metlakatla, dedicated to preserving the Tsimshian language. Hayek Foundation Chair Gavin Hudson says initiatives like the webpage are key to helping save different interpretations to words that other languages bring.
Words are like a key that can open up not just one concept that's bigger than one word, but often multiple concepts that are either stacked together or interconnected to one another, so you get a three-dimensional understanding from that just one word can unlock all those concepts. So it's so important to have these ancient words connected to these ancient places.
Hudson wants to collaborate with the U.S. Forest Service on this project in the future to add more words and audio recordings. Hayek Foundation co-chair David Boxley says the fact Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, a partner organization to the foundation, helped start the webpage shows how Native communities can work together to preserve their languages.
We're all in the same canoe, and we all need to work together toward this common goal we have. And we need to be there for each other, and SHI has done a fantastic job of promoting that kind of unity and shared purpose. We appreciate it.
Boxley says he hopes to contribute Tsimshian audio recordings to the webpage in a few weeks when he is visiting SHI. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.